I'm serious. I've talked to him about it.
Okay. We got a lot to do. Okay, let's begin, guys. I hope everyone had a good Shabbos and rested up, because now we got to get going Viking. Okay? All right. I want to begin with, I gave you packets in the Mar Mekaymis, so I want to begin with the din that we had on Chafei Amid Beis, where the Gemara said, Beferish Rav Abba Bar Zavda Amarav. Amarav is the first generation of Meir Rav, that an Ovel is Chayv and Almitzis in the Torah, after he buries his loved one, he's no longer an Onein, and he becomes Chayv and Almitzis in the Torah, except for one, and that is Tefillin. And the reason why is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel, when your wife dies, put on Tefillin, every other Ovel will be Pater. And the Gemara has a line there, V'hanimili b'yom rishon d'chsi v'arich z'ki omar. So the Gemara has a line here, let's get it, that this is only on the first day, because there's a pasuk in Amos that says Vachrisa Kiyomar. Says in the pasuk Vachrisa Kiyomar, and that means that I think this is a pasuk in Amos who was talking about how the Jewish people were not, unfortunately, charitable and didn't take care of the poor. And the pasuk says, I'm going to read the whole pasuk in Amos. Okay. Amos is one of the Nevi'im and Treyasar, of course, right? In Parakhes, Pasuk says, V'afachti chageichem le'evil. He says, I will turn your festivals to mourning. Chol shireichem lekina, and all your songs will be the elegies. V'alesi kol masnaim sak, and I'll put on all your gird sackcloth. V'al rosh karcha, samtia ke'evil yachid v'achrisa kiyomar. So the bitterness is what kiyomar. So Gemara says here, Beferish, that the first day is the ikar part of the bitterness of the Avelis, and therefore the exemption from Tefillin only exists on the first day. So we know that if you want to learn something thoroughly in Gemara, we try to do that with the help of Siyata Nishmaya. There are times you must investigate something in another place in Shas, and this is a great example, okay? So the Gemara here by us says explicitly that an Ovel is exempt from Tefillin on the first day. But there's another Gemara that I wanted you to see. We're going to see now inside, which is absolutely critical to really understand this Gemara al Pidin, that an Ovel is Pater from Tefillin on the first day. Now, this Gemara in the third parak of Maseches, the third parak of Maseches Moikatam is the parak in Shas where we learn all the Hilchos Avelis. Okay, that parak is called Elul Megalchin. A lot of people might ask you, where are the halachas of Avelis found? They're in the third parak of Moikatam, Elul Megalchin, and it starts from about Daf Chaf. There is 63 Masechtas in Shas. There's 63 Masechtas in Shas, and there's something called Masechtas Ktanos in the back of Avodah Zarah. I don't know if you ever heard of it. In the back of Avodah Zarah, there are a collection of brises. I'll give you some examples. Those are not in the 63 Masechet Shas, like Maseches Geirim, Maseches Kusim, Maseches Sitzis. And then one of those Masechetes Ketanis, another one is Avos Reb Nasan. If you ever take a look and get a chance, look in the back of Maseches Avodah Zarah, you'll see all these small Masechetes, which are not part of the 63. They are brises. One of those Masechet Ketanis are called Maseches Smachos. Not Simchis, Smachos. Because a lot of times the Chacham spoke B'loshon Sagi Nahar. In Shas, when the Gemara describes a blind man, it says Sagi Nahar, he has enough light. It always speaks in a euphemistic way. When it speaks about the Gemara, about Jews that are Rishoyim, you know what it says? It says Sona Yisrael. So literally you think that means enemies of the Jews. It doesn't mean enemies of the Jews. It means Jews that are Rishoyim. A lot of times the Gemara doesn't want to speak straight up. It speaks euphemistically. And that's why the whole Brisa there is called Maseches Smachos, which doesn't mean Simchas. It means, you know, God forbid, a Levi or a Shiva. So if you look, take a look in the packet where I gave you. Anyone not have it? Let's take a look at Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph here. I want to see this Gemara because the Rishonim and our Gemara deal with this Sugya and put the two together. Okay, Yehuda, you got it? Let's take a look at the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara slowly. Okay, we got to get it. And then we'll try to put it together, Bezrat Hashem. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Moi katan chafal fomer alf. Go ahead. Take a look. Go ahead. You read. Tan Rabbanan. Go ahead. It gets a little bit, you know, you got to be careful in this parak because most of the times the word Aleph Beis Lamed means an oval, a mourner. It doesn't mean but, a vowel, okay? Don't worry about it. You shouldn't be afraid if you make a mistake. Everyone makes that mistake. But usually, Moy Katan and Elu Magalchin, it means a mourner. So the first 3 days is also bitfillin. Go ahead. Excellent. So this is already bothersome to you. When you see this Gemara, Gemara said only the first day. So the Gemara quotes Tanoim that say Beferish Divrei what? Finish Ravim Bo. Exactly. So there's a lot of things we got to say here. I want you to get this down. The first 3 days of Shiva are also to put on tefillin, and Shlishi ve'elech, and the third day is included, v'shlishi b'chlau mutter. But it says the third day is mutter la'nich tefillin. So what's going on here? So let's say over Rashi and Tosis, actually the Perish. Rashi actually holds like this as well. Remember we said the Perish in Moy Katan is a Perish. It's a separate say for Rashi. Let's get it down. There is a famous principle that is used a lot in Shiva, we'll use the Latin Hilchos Avelis in general, we must know, called Mixas Hayom Kikulo, which means as follows, that normally a person has to sit 7 full days of Shiva. Wrong. The last day of Shiva, you daven, you sit for a few minutes, everyone's menachem you, and you're done. Because the partial part of the day is like the whole day. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion that the first 3 days are really asal aniach tefillin. How do I get the third day in? Because a few minutes after sunset, after sunrise, after nates, that's as if, oh, I didn't wear the tefillin, so therefore it's like you observed the 3 days. You got it? That's the din that Tosfos says. Let's get it down. Tosfos says that's what it means. On one hand, the third day is mutter, but on the other day, you fulfilled your mandate of 3 days of what? 3 days la'niach tefillin. You follow me? Based on this principle, mixiyom kakulo. Now, the Rav Zatzal, I want you to get this. This is a very important chiddush. Rav Shechter Shlita always says this over. The Rav Zatzal, one second, we'll get to you. The Rav Zatzal was mechadesh, that mixas hayom kakulo is only said when you superimpose something on the calendar. What do I mean by that? Reb Yosef Engel, the great Gaon, in the late 1800s, asked, I don't understand. He asked this in Nazar Dafe. Why can't you observe 5 minutes of Shabbos and say Mixas Hayom Kakulo? He asked that Kasha. That's Reb Yosef Engel asks in his Sefer, the Goyone Ashas. It's a Sefer on Shas. He was a Gaon Olam. He has many, many Sfarim. He asked that Kasha. So you know what the Rav Zatzal said? The Rav said because the Mixas Yom Kakulo is only said when you superimpose something on the calendar. God forbid you should never have to sit Shiva. But you don't know if you have a calendar hung up on your wall. You never know when you're going to sit Shiva. You superimpose when your loved one, one of your 7 loved ones dies, then you superimpose the Shiva on that calendar. When you superimpose something on the calendar, that's when you say Mixiyom Kakulo. But if something's naturally part of the fabric of the calendar, you don't say Mixiyom Kakulo. Shabbos is part of the fabric of the calendar. So on that, you don't say Mixiyom Kakulo. He said the whole Kasha doesn't start. And therefore, the Rav said in Chiddush, you only say Mixiyom Kakulo on something where you superimpose.
What else falls into that category?
It's a good question. For example, we don't have it nowadays, but there are dinim about Anita by Azava Gadol when we had the Beis HaMikdash. There are dinim about Anita you superimpose by Azava Gadol on the calendar. That's when you invoke the dinim Mixiyom Kakulo. For example, let's say there's a whole discussion about Shloshim. Do we say Mixiyom Kakulo? Yes, 30 days. Do you say it by Yud Beis Chodesh for a parent for the whole year? Some poskim say you don't because that's a Chodesh. You need a full month. Others say no. You could say it at the end of the 12 months. Usually we're machmer by the 12 months. But by Shivan Shloshim, we say Mixiyom Kakulo. But I want you to get that in. Need is a good example where you superpose. We don't have the practicality of that, Bisman Hazeh, because during the Beis HaMikdash, though, they have to bring Karbonos, there would be a principle called Mixiyom Kakulo. Al Pi Adin. And therefore, and the truth is, we do have it practically nowadays. We do have it practically nowadays. I'll tell you why. I don't know if we mentioned it once, but a regular woman, Shulchan Aruch writes, will menstruate 5 days, and then she ends, and she has to have 7 clean days. The last, she has to check herself which is called the Hefsek Tahara, which allows her to what? Which allows her to start the seven clean days. Okay? So during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, that Hefsek, and also Bisman HaZeh, that Hefsek Tahara has to be done before the halacha of what? For the halacha of sunset. She's got to do a Hefsek Tahara. That means you end the day B'Tahara. You end the day B'Tahara. So if you end the day B'Tahara, what does that mean? You could count that day. You have Hefsek Tahara, and then you count the seven clean days. Okay? But you have to end the day B'Tahara so she checks herself. So what I'm saying is that the Din of Mixiyom Kekulo applies when you impose something on the calendar, like Hilchos Avelos and Hilchos Nida, and therefore you can't ask Akasha, what do you do about Shabbos? Shabbos is part of the very fabric of the calendar. So what you have here is the 3 days are Asr on the Tefillin. Well, the first 2 days are Asr. The third day you fulfill because you didn't put on the Tefillin the first few seconds after Nates, after sunrise. On the other hand, it says the third day is Mutter. Now, right off the bat, we're going to have to what? We got to finish this Gemara first. We're going to have to square it with our Gemara when it said what? Achrisa ki omar, which meant what? Jacob meant 1 day. Yeah, so we have to see what that means. Okay, that's the first part of the phrase. Now, what's the next part? Before we go vite to you, are you getting this down? You getting everything down here? Did you get what we said about Mishim Kekulu with the Rav? Good, okay, get in your notebook so you got a clore. What does it mean, bo panim chadashos? And this is a good Bekiyas question. A lot of people, if I ask you, give me two areas in halacha where there's a din of panim chadashos. Everyone knows the first area.
Sheva brachos.
Excellent, Donnie. That's a Gemara in Ksuvos Daf Chesed Aleph. Then I ask you another area. No one's going to know it unless you know this Gemara. I'm telling you, it's a good Bekiyas question. Panim chadashos applies here. You have a friend that comes and visits. And what does it say? Vimbo panim chadashos. What does it say? Eino chole. It's divrei Rabbi Elazar. What does that mean? The guy comes on the third day, a friend of yours. He doesn't think it's the third day. He thinks it's the what?
The first
day. He sees you wearing tefillin. He says, what are you doing? You're not observing the halacha. So because of Mar Sinai, I might think, Marit Ayin, I might think that what the guy thinks, I'm a bad guy. I'm not observing halacha properly. I'm not mourning properly. So you know what? Again, Mixes Yom Kekulo, there's something called Marit Ayin. Marit Ayin is that I can't do something that people think badly of me. So I would have a Havamina that I should take my tefillin off because he's going to misunderstand. Says Rabbi Elazar, no, ain't no cholitz. You don't have to take it down. That's the second area you have in halacha panim chadashos. That means the guy knows how to learn. It's not just sheva brachos. You can't say sheva brachos unless someone is new that hasn't been at the what? Hasn't been at the wedding, or hasn't been at the suda, it's a machlis ram and taisis. You only need one. Even though called new faces, panim chadashos, all you need is one new face to generate sheva brachos. And we know that Shabbos also counts as sheva brachos. Friday night meal and Shabbos lunch. Shalashidis, you have to add on Torah. You have to add on Torah. That's what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. He has to add on Torah, and I wanted to say once, at the time of Shalashidis, the time of the Yortzeit and Moshe Rabbeinu and David. So it's like they come too, if you say Torah. So it's like they're also the Panim Chadashos. That's how I wanted to suggest once. But it says, Beferish, if you, I ask you, Panim Chadashos is new halacha, so halacha is Marit Ayin. Now, why is there a problem, Marit Ayin? I just want you to get this down, very briefly. What is the institution of Marit Ayin? Where does it come from? Mar Sinai. Right, I just wrote the word. Where does it come from? It comes from B'nei Gad, B'nei Reuven. Hashem says, you guys want to settle in Eivrei Yarden? You better fight with the rest of Klal Yisrael and conquer Yisrael. Then you could go back. Otherwise, people are going to think badly about you. You be clean in the eyes of Hashem, in the eyes of other people. And it also says, V'nim Sechein, we say it in benching. Poskim Mishle. B'seichel Tov, B'nei Elohim, V'adam. It's a Mishnah in Shkalim. I'm not allowed to go into basic mitzvahs with pockets. You know why? Because what are people going to think? Then I'm chopping the money of the shkolim in the pushkin, putting it in my pocket. It quotes Vishnu Nikim Mishem Yisrael, and it says V'dib Sechev Sechatov B'nei Elokim Yadom. It's not enough to be Naki. I have to be what? It's not enough to be Naki, says the Tosfos Yontif. I have to be a higher level, not just Naki. I have to be what? Nimsechein. I have to find favor in people's eyes. It's not enough to just be Naki. So I'm very worried about Maritain. And the Stechemin writes, Marsayin, the Stechemin writes, You know what Mar Sinai basically is? It's a pseudo type of lifnei iver. What is a pseudo type of lifnei iver? You go in that restaurant. I'm not pointing that way. You go into some restaurant, Hardee's or something, or Wendy's, right, or McDonald's, whatever you want to say. You want to go in there, And some people might think you're what? What might people think? People might think that what? People might think it's kosher. Excellent, Yonatan. So it's like, did I hand the hamburger to the guy? Did I hand the hamburger to my friend? No, I didn't. But Lamaisa, my activities caused this guy to do that. That's the Hagdara the Stechemin writes. It's like a semi. I'm going to write it down for you. It's a mixas lifneiver. Marasayin is like a mixas lifneiver. Okay? I'll tell you just what happened yesterday. You know, there was a... They had a bas mitzvah with the Rav in Charleston. Beautiful lunch. And they invited us to have lunch there. And there was, I don't know if you guys have ever seen this. You know that cheese that's grated cheese? You know, white like Munster or Parmesan. Not Parmesan, but you know. What'd you say?
Feta.
Yeah. Not feta. It's like, you know, grated, you know.
Parmesan.
Yeah, but wasn't in a box. It wasn't Parmesan. It was like
blue cheese.
Little pieces.
Blue cheese.
Mozzarella-like. Oh. So it was on the table. It was a flesh of kiddish. And someone thought that it was actual cheese. The beautiful fleshy kiddush, you know, with the, you know, everything chilling, everything. And people thought it was, so what was it?
Soy.
It was soy, exactly. But Lamaisa, is that a problem, Marcin? Yes, it is. There should be a sign there. Especially if there's people that are not knowledgeable. So therefore, that might be, you know, guy walks, oh, I didn't know grated cheese is mutter with the chilling, you know what I mean? So a person could think that. So that's a classic example. So to that degree, the Gemara says here that Rabbi Yeshua was saying, oh, Rabbi Lezer is saying, do I have to be worried about my friend that comes in and visits on the third day of Shiva and I have my tefillah on? He's going to think I'm a shagetz. I don't know the halach. I'm not mourning properly. Because he thinks it's the first day. No, I don't have to worry about it. Why don't I have to worry about it? Because Mistama, someone will tell him. Or I'll tell him that it's what? The third day of Shiva already. So don't worry about it at all. That's the sheet of Rebbe Lazar. Okay, I want you to get all those dinim that we learned. Mix in that few lines, there's Mixium Kekulo and the din of Marasayin. Okay? Maybe another time we'll talk more in depth about Marasayin. Is he at Akasha before? Yeah, go ahead.
Could you just go over how Tosis explains Mixas Hayim Kekulo?
Yes, in other words, you did get in the third day because a few seconds after sunrise you didn't have your tefillin on. So for some of the day, I didn't wear tefillin. However, that's done with Mixium Kekulo. And therefore, I could put on tefillin on the third day itself.
But your chayiv after sunrise?
No, in other words, it's usher to put on tefillin for 3 days. So the first 2 days, fully, I didn't wear. The third day, I get that in through a few minutes after sunrise. But as soon as those few minutes are done, I can what? I can put on tefillin. Okay? That's the sheet of Rebbe Lazar. Chlor? We got that, Chlor? So now you know if someone tells me, someone meets you on the street, give me two areas in Shas that there's a din of Panim Chadashos. Not just Sheva Brachos, but on the halacha of what? Someone visits you by tefillin, what's the din? Shiva. Excellent, Donnie. Fight to Yehuda. Let's go. That's Rebbe Lazar. Let's go, Rabbi Yeshua.
Yeshua, Mayor. Abel, Beis, Amor, Yishon, Masha'la, Niyat, Tefillin.
Misheni. Exactly. Misheni. Visheni, Mutol, Niyat, Tefillin. Go ahead. So what's your beauty shita? The first 2 days are Aser. How do you fulfill the second day? A few seconds after what? After Nates. However, you put it on the second day. But if a new guy comes, a new face comes to Menachem Avil on the second day, what's the din? What do you do according to Yeshua? No, what does cholates mean?
Yeah.
Take it off. You take it off. Okay, we got this? We got the machlokes of Blazer Yeshua. It's clear? Very clear machlokes. Rabbi Lozzer says 3, and he says, if Panim Chadashos come, you don't have to be cholitz. Rabbi Yeshua says 2, and if Panim Chadashos come, you have to be cholitz. That's the din of cholitz. Cholitz is removed. Where else do you have the word cholitz? Chalitza, excellent. Do you know the Gemara has in brachas that in Eretz Yisrael they used to say a bracha on a chalitza's tefillin? They used to say a bracha b'ma'arava when they took off the tefillin. We don't paskin like that. It was lishmor chukav. We don't hold like that sheet. We don't hold like what they did. We don't say a bracha. Okay, we're going to get to it. When is the din of Lila's? Lila's mind tefillin, not tefillin, because you still wear tefillin all day. When they took it off, it was a mitzvah, because you're not allowed to wear tefillin at night. So they felt you were doing a mitzvah when you took it off. Okay? All right. We got it? Yonatan Chlor? Machloikas Oblaz of Yeshua. I got to tell you, though, guys, we're going to see, Bezrat Hashem. Both these sheetahs are problematic with Argomar. Argomar said, Rukas Kiyomar. One day. It's either 3 or 2 with these sheetahs. Okay, go ahead. And it's even more problematic, because Argomar is Amora. Rabbah Bar Zav Mishem Rav, and these are Tanoi. Go ahead, you're doing a great job. Go ahead, Amar Rav.
My time with Rabbi Eliezer, this
Evo Moshe. Ah, so what's the reasoning? He says, so how many days was that? We assume that it was 2 days, right? Rabbi Elazar was 2 days, but really, so how do you get to three then, right? How do you get to three? So what's the svar? You tell me. How does it fit in Rabbi Elazar? How'd you guys learn this Gemara? Because in essence, Rabbi Elazar says really what? Two in a what? Two in a few seconds, right? So it's really two, okay? It's really two. That's how you fit the Lashon. Yemei Bechel Eva Moishes, it's really two in a few seconds after Nate. So really, it's considered to be good. Go ahead. Amar.
Amar Ravina. My time with Rabbi Yeshua, the Seba, Harisa, Kiyom.
Kiyom. Kiyomar. That's our Pasuk in Amos. So therefore, what does Rabbi Elazar basically say? Rabbi Yeshua, Thikr is really 1 day in a few seconds. Right? It's really 1 day and one in a few seconds. Halacha l'maisa. So you see that what each one has his pasuk. But you see from the reading of the Gemara that when Rabbi Elazar said three, he really meant two in a few seconds. And when Rabbi Yeshua said two, he merely meant one in a few seconds. Okay? Good? Go ahead. Now, how is each one going to deal with each other's pasuk? Let's see inside.
Rabbi Yeshua, Nami, Haksir, Vismu,
it's a great kasha. Rabbi Yehuda implies two full days. How's Rabbi Yeshua going to deal with Rabbi Elazar's pasuk? Go ahead.
Amar l'cha, shani Moshe d'takif avle.
What does takif avle mean?
Long season of
strong. It was strong. Moshe ben Zakkai Ador. He dies. It's not enough to have one. It was 2 days with the Iker mourning. Wasn't 1 day was enough? I mean, it's Moshe Rabbeinu, our Rebbe, right? Go ahead. How's Rabbi Elazar go the other way? Daddy, come on. Let's see. Rabbi Elazar, go ahead. How does Rabbi Elazar who says 2 full days, but it says Achrisa Kiyomar? Go ahead. What is the answer?
The first day is the
Iker. The Iker Avelis is really the Iker bitterness is the first day, but no doubt Avelis plies 2 days. Okay? So we got how each one deals with each one's pasuk, yeah? So we have the Klor Machlech Rabbi Elazar of Yeshua. Go ahead, Vaita Bakmor. Go ahead. Bichalitza. Period. What does that mean? We're going to get into what it means, but at first glance, what do you think it meant? I thought it meant that what? That Ula Paschas Law was Bichalitza, meaning that what? You never have to what? You never have to remove the tefillin because of a concern of Panim Kadoshes. Never. However, how many days is it? One in a few seconds. We pass like Rabbi Yeshua on the days. See, on the notion of ever removing tefillin, we hold like who? We hold like Rabbi Elazar. You never have to remove the tefillin upon Kadosh. But regarding how many days it is, it's a full day plus a few seconds after Nates, like Rabbi Yeshua. That's what I thought it said. The Gemara is going to now ask a question, whether I'm right or not. But that's what I thought the simplest reading of the Gemara meant. No, yes, Adam?
According to the sheet where he says, Bahurisa Kiyomar, that the Iker... The Iker Avelus is the first day, then how does he say that it's really 2 days for that you don't put on tefillin if it's really just the first day is the Iker?
Well, no, he's just saying the Pusik was saying the Iker bitterness is the first day, but the Avelus for vis-a-vis tefillin spans for 2 days. He was just saying, don't bother me from the Pusik and Amos. Pusik and Amos talking on an emotional level, the bitterness is the Iker bitterness is the first day, but vis-a-vis tefillin, it really spans 2 days.
So in practice, the Iker of the bitterness doesn't really...
Right. Well, not exactly. He's just saying the pasuk was talking, highlighting, accentuating the Iker bitterness. But vis-a-vis Yochas Tefillin, it'll last a full 2 days. Well said. Okay? Now, as you're asking, it should only depend on the Iker? No, it doesn't. There's still a mourning period that lasts, you know, the mourning, Shiva, full Shiva. But vis-a-vis Tefillin, it was the 2 days. Okay? And as it doesn't have to be subject, you're making a great Nakuda, it's not subject to the Iker day of bitterness. That's what he's saying. Okay. So the Gemara now asks our Shiloh, go ahead, Yehuda, Ibayilu. What's Ibayilu mean? But it's always what? You always got to know this, guys. Ibayilu is a Shiloh halacha l'maisim. Ibayilu is a Shiloh halacha l'maisim mismanish. They ask the Shiloh kashas and lomdas when you see the word kasha. Ibayilu is a Shiloh halacha l'maisim. Ibayilu, go ahead.
Ibayilu, b'shemi l'ula choleis o'eino choleis.
Oh, so that's the Shiloh. So one possibility is what? What's the one possibility?
Take it off.
Oh, so in other words, the Gemara had the Shiloh, then maybe it's possible to ask the Shiloh, Halacha l'maisa, and that's what the... Let's look at the Perish. The Perish is masbir very nicely. On one hand, it could be I was right. That what? That l'maisa, the din is, and this is what Ula... What did Ula paskin? Ula said, Halacha b'chalitza, Halacha b'yeshua. That means on the second day, I thought it meant what? You never have to take it off. So look at the Perish. Go ahead, you to read that Perish, where it says, B'sheni l'ula choylitz. Go ahead. Actually, read for Halacha. Halacha Karbala is the one before that. Guys, look at the parish there. Go ahead. Halacha Karbala is there, Bechalitza. You read the Dibra Maska there. Oh, if new faces come on the third day, you don't have to take it off. Go ahead. Oh, so that's what I thought. But no Maisa, but it's not clear. It could be that on the second day, maybe you have to what? Maybe on the second day you have to what? You have to take it off if a guy comes, Panim Chadashos. Or no? Or do you say you never have to take it off? Does everyone hear the Shiloh? Do you say on the second day you have to take it off, or do you say you never have to take it off? That's the Shiloh. Go ahead. So what does it say? Tashma, back to the Gemara, and then you do the Parish. Tashma, go ahead.
Tashma, Amar Ula, Cholitz, Umaniyah, Hakilu
Meyapanim. Wow. So what does the Parish say? Go ahead, Cholitz. Cholitz umaniach.
Cholitz umaniach. B'sheni afilu mea pa'amim b'yom. V'chi ba'o panim chadashos cholitz. V'chi leka panim chadashos maniach.
Oh, amazing, no? So the Ula says I'm wrong. On the second day, you put it on, like Rabbi Shua, but if a guy comes, you got to take it off. So Ula says I'm wrong. On the second day, you have to, even 100 times. Now, if no new faces come up, just leave it on. No problem. Okay? So Ula says I'm wrong, but Baruch Hashem, the Gemara says Viter. Go ahead, Amar Rava. Go ahead, read on a little bit. Tanya Nami. There's a brisa that supports Ula. Go ahead, Tanya. Excellent, you. The brisa supports Ula's psak. On the second day, you got to take it on, off 100 times. Doesn't make a difference how many new guys come. Amazing. However, go ahead. Rav Amar. Oh, that's what I thought. Rav said, once you put it on, you never have to take it off, even on the second day. Now, what should have puzzled you when you read this Gemara? What is Ula supported by? Donnie, what's Ula supported by? By a what? By a Brisa. Now Rav comes along as Cholik on a Brisa? How can that be? Was that bothering anyone? How can that be? Well, you're really thinking in the right direction, Yonatan, but a little bit different, okay? Almost. I want you to get this down. The Gemara has a Ksubis Chesemanaf, the phrase that Yonatan just said, Rav Tano Poli. Rav is a first generation Amora. He's the only one who can argue on a Tana. Not true, says the Ramban. Not true, says the Kesef Mishnah. This is very important. I want you to get it down. The Kesef Mishnah writes, the Amoraim are makabel upon themselves never to argue on Tanoi. But as the way Rav Shechter Shlita said it over to us, you can arrive at a psak in one of two ways. What are the two ways a gadol can arrive at a psak? Either with 100% certitude, 100% you're 100% sure this is the din, or with an intuition. You think there's an etiyas adas that the halach is this way and not the other way. You can, and it says, if you're a gadol, you're a posek, if you have a slight netiyas adas, you can paskin like that. So it comes out, here, Benny, comes out, halacha l'maisa, that Rav, I want you to get this, if an Amora felt 100% that he was right against the Tana, he could argue on a Tana. In fact, the Ramban and Baba Kama collects 11 cases where we found Amoraim arguing on Tanaim straight up. However, with an intuition, no Amora can argue on a Tana except for who? Except for Rav. That's what Rav Tano Polik means, Donnie. Please get that. Rav is the only Amora with a slight intuition can argue on a Tana. But all other Amoraim can argue on a Tana if they have 100% certitude. This is what Rabbi Chanan Wasserman Zatzal, Shem Yikom Domo, the Nazis killed him. This is what Rabbi Chanan, the Talmud of Rabbi Chaim, asked the Rabbi Chaim, the Rav's grandfather. He said, Rebbe, when there's a machlokes Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, who's the halacha like? Rabbi Yochanan. However, The only Amora that it says Rav Tano Polig is Rav. Never says Rav Yochanan Tano Polig. In fact, Tosis writes that explicitly in Chesam and Alfin Ksubis. Never says Rav Yochanan Tano Polig. How could it be? Rav Yochanan asked Rav Chaim this kasha. Kiva. That's what Rav Yochanan asked Rav Chaim. You know what Rav Chaim answered him? Exactly what we said. When it comes to what pitting Rav against Rav Yochanan, in a Hanami, the Lacha might be Rav Yochanan. But when it means Rav Tano Polig, Rav is the only Amora with a slight Natiyas Adas with intuition can argue on a Tana. Reb Yochanan could also argue on a Tana if what? If it was 100% what? Certitude. But he cannot argue on a Tana with a slight Natiyas Adas. So there's no problem. Rav against Reb Yochanan Yehuda, you can hold like who? We pass like Reb Yochanan. But Rav is the only Amora can argue on a Tana. You got this? It's all based on those two tracks. So here I believe, put it on the list. This is another example where Rav a what? How can Rav, the Ula has a brisa that you have to take it on, take it off, take it on, take it off, 100%, the whole day on the second day of Shiva. Comes along, Rav says, no way. Once you put it on, you're done. How can Rav argue? Because he was 100% sure. It was 100% certitude. Yes, Yonatan.
I thought we said that you
could
only be cholik on a Tana, given intuition, that's only applicable to Rav.
Only Rav. With an intuition. But this case, Rav wasn't an intuition. He held 100%. He felt 100%, I'm 100% right.
Why can't you say that was the other track?
It's
Rav had a Masorah.
Rav can't. We only see there's only two tracks to arrive at a Psak. Either through 100% certitude, which could be Masorah, could be because you think 100% of your Svarah is 100% right. Or it could be with intuition. Here, this is an example where Rav thought he was 100% right. And he could argue on a Brisa.
How do you know it's that?
Because otherwise, he can't argue on a Tana.
What if you have Masorah, though?
Masorah, it's the same thing. 100% certitude could be through Masorah or through a Svarah. You could say like you're saying, too. But I want to, the way Rav Shekhar said it over is 100% certitude or a Tiyas Adas. You're absolutely right. The certitude could be with what? A Masorah or a Svarah. And therefore, Rabbah, it seems from here it's a Svarah because he says, once you put it on, Shuvein HaKoyl, it's done. There's no reason why I have to take it off. Okay? So this is what I thought originally against what Ula says. That we paskin like who? What are we paskin like? That once you put it on, we hold like a Yeshua, it's 2 days, but once you put it on, we're never worried about it. Ain't no cholitz. You never have to what? You never have to take it out. We paskin like a Belazar by ain't no cholitz. You never put the tefillin on. Never take the tefillin off. You know, guys, they used to wear tefillin all day, Bismana Gamar. You know, like Harav Agor Rav Nevin Sal Shlita. He wears tefillin all day. Rav Scheinberg Zatzal used to wear tefillin all day. You know, they're holy tzaddikim, they wear tefillin all day. We only wear it lamaisa for the davening because they're afraid we won't treat it properly. But we know, you know, you're never supposed to schmooze with tefillin on. If you see a friend you haven't seen in a long time or you want to schmooze with a friend at the minyan, you should take your tefillin off and say, you know, let me take the tefillin off and then we'll schmooze. Shouldn't schmooze with the tefillin on. It's improper. Okay? Sometimes Rav Shekhar, when he learns, if you see him after davening, sometimes we'll learn a good amount of time with the tefillin on afterwards. Okay? So we got this. Okay, this is the din. Allah Lamaisa. Okay? Vaiter Nigamari, you're doing a great job. Vaiter, go ahead.
Baha Rabba Huda Amar Halacha Kitana Didan Damar Shalosha.
Oh, we got a problem here. What's the problem? Wait, what's the problem? There is a Mishnah, which I didn't give you. I hope you saw it. There's a Mishnah in Daf Chof that discusses Halacha Lamaisa, how many days you need to have of Shiva before Yontif nullifying it. Are you familiar with this, Din? If God forbid someone loses a loved one right before Yontif, you know, are you familiar with this? I know a guy in Psaic that lost his father Erev Rosh Hashanah. You know how long his Shiva was? The Levi was Erev Rosh Hashanah. It was 1 day. Because the Yontif is Mevatel Shiva. Okay? That's the way we paskim. But there is a Shita, and the Mishnah presents a Shita in the Brisa, not in the Brisa, in the Mishnah. We don't paskim like the Mishnah. But you know what the Tana says in the Mishnah in Daf Chof? It says you need to have 3 days. You need to have 3 days of Shiva. If you have 3 days of Shiva, then Yontif is not Mavatala. Then Yontif is Mavatala. If you have less than 3 days, then you do the Shiva. You go with the Shiva and complete it even after Yontif. Okay? You need to have 3 days. Yehuda, read the parish in the bottom. Guys, take a look. Vamarava, the last parish. Vamarava.
Vamarava. Le'el Birsak.
Bekfiya Samita. Oh, you need to have 3 days of Shiva. Go ahead. Hachanami. Excellent. You should also require 3 days. Laniach what? Shalol. You see the Bach adds the words? Shalol laniach tefillin. You should have 3 days where you don't put on tefillin. You see that? You see the Bach there? In Old South, he puts the word shalom. Makes sense to put the word shalom. You should have 3 days where you don't put on the tefillin. Okay, Donnie, you got me? You should have 3 days you don't put on the tefillin. Yes? So what's going on here? Rava says on one hand, once you put it on, you don't take it off. But Rava said for the first 3 days, you shouldn't put it on. He passes like that Tana. So he treated the word three as being very seriously. So what's Gemara's answer? Let's see the Gemara's answer. What's Gemara say? Next page. Go ahead.
Mr. Shiny.
Oh, what's Mr. Shiny mean? You're right. For all intents and purposes, the first 3 days of the Iker avails. And you need those 3 days before Yontif. However, when it comes to a mitzvah like tefillin, he says, no. You do 1 day, a few seconds after Nates, a few seconds after Nates, that mixes Yom Kekulo, and you put the tefillin on the second day. Done. That's the Psak Halacha. That's what Rava says, and that's the way we hold, guys. Okay? That's the way we hold. I want you to get this. That's the way we hold Al-Pidin. First day, we don't put on Shiva. We don't, and a lot of times you said the Levi is 1 o'clock in the afternoon. First day of Shiva is the rest of the afternoon. Why don't you? You don't put on tefillin that day. You didn't put on tefillin. You were an onain. And the rest of the day, you don't put on tefillin. The second day of Shiva, you're already putting on tefillin. A lot of people don't even realize it. A lot of people don't even realize that Al-Pidin, they had one day without the tefillin, the mice, and that was the first day of the Shiva. Okay, so that's the halacha that emerges right from this Gemara, and that's what it means, mitzvah shayin. Okay, Bini, you got me? That's the din. Okay. Now, we saw this Gemara, you did very excellent. Let's get this down. How did Rishonim square this with our Gemara? Our Gemara says in Avo on the first day, come on, let's get this. Donnie, let's focus. The first day, please get this down. The first day of tefillin, first day of Shiva, you're not allowed to put on tefillin. What do you mean? The way we paskin is it's either two or three, yes? Rabbi Shua says two. Rabbi Lazar says three. What does two mean? A day and a few seconds. What does two mean? Two and a few seconds. But the bottom line, it doesn't say one. So that's the difficulty we must try to conquer here. And let's begin. So I gave you the rod. The Ron in the Dape Arith. Yud Aleph from the Bay is Dape Arith. Let's look on Dibra Maskel Oval. What does the Ron say? The Ron brings up this Machlaikis, and he's bothered by it. Our Gemara says only Yom Rishon Zasser. Mas Mashani's Mutter Lagamri. Even the first few seconds after Nes should be Mutter. So the Ron is bothered by the Stira. The Ron is bothered by that Kashi. You saw the Ron? That's the Ron's Kashi. Let's get it down. Our Gemara implies that the second day is immediately okay right after Nates. And the Gemara Moikon says, according to Boltanoim, it should be a problem. Kiv, you got it? That's the Ron's Kasha, okay? The Ron asked that Kasha. You saw it inside? The Ron asked that Kasha, a very strong Kasha. Dibra Maskel in the Ron there. Yeah? A Dibra Maskel Val. Everyone have it there? I left my Gemara with the Ron in the Mishmedish. Someone read the line for me out loud. Yosef, pass me that red one, the Gemara there. Okay, look in the Ron. Let's see it inside real quick. Are you going to read it? Okay? You have it? In the Oz Vahadar. You have it in the Oz Vahadar? You have the regular one. So I told you, it's the Daf Erif and Staff what? Staff Yirawa from the base. Okay, where is it in the Oz Vahadar? Lamed Aleph, thank you guys. Okay, Lamed Aleph. Excellent. Go ahead. Let's go, Yudim. Hani Mealy. Hani Mealy. You got it? No. Someone show you who where it is. Hani Mealy. Okay. Show him the. Where?
I think I have the same Gemara.
Okay. Hani Mealy biom Rishon vim Toimar. He asked the Kasha. They break it up into more paragraphs. Okay. All right. You start from Aval then. Aval. Avo Chayiv. You have it there? Yeah, just, yeah, go ahead. Hanimil Biyom Rishon, go ahead. Thank you, Izzy. No. Hanimil Shavim Tomar, Vamrinu Perak Vehu Magalchen. Yeah, go ahead. We say it, boy. Cotton, go ahead. Ah. Misheni Visheni Bichlamut or Mashma?
Mashma, Meha, the Mixas, the Usser, Alash, the Mixas of.
Vahachamrinin. There it is, the Kasha we said out loud. We said outside. Our Gemara says Yom Rishon. That Gemara says no. Yom Rishon in a few minutes after Shkia. After Nates, rather. Nates is sunrise. Go ahead.
Yes, Omar, the Hacha, Hani Kamar, the Hani Mili, the Pater, the Yom Aleph.
The Yom Rishon, the Mifter Kule, Ava Bashar Yamim.
Bashar Yamim, Loma, Loma,
Lo Mifter Kule Yame. Dafilu. Okay, let's get it down in our notes. What's the answer of the Ron? What's the answer of the Ron, Donnie? He says the Gemara when it says Hani Milu Biyom Rishon means what? Please get it down. No, what does Hani Milu Biyom Rishon means? The whole day. Yom Rishon is the only day that the whole day is Usher. The whole day, the one of the seven units of Shiva, the only day that's Usher the whole day is Yom Rishon. Done. Shani's only Usher a few minutes. A few seconds. After Nate's. That's the way the Ron reads it. Okay, get that down. The Ron touches our Gemara. Vahani Milu Biyom Rishon, it's the only day that in 24 hours it's Usher. Or the whole day in its totality is Usher.
How do you know that if you
it's filling. Not 24 hours, but the whole halachic. What?
How do you know that a couple of minutes after dates are also
because Mixas Hayom Kekulo, remember we said that?
Where do they get the
says in our Gemara, and Yemoy Katan, Shnei Yamim. Shnei Yamim. What are the 2 days are Usher Betfillin? If it's the first day. Second day you can fulfill with a few minutes. Secondly, what does our Gemara mean? Highly meaning Yom Rishon. It means the only day that's fully Usher is what? Is Yom Rishon. Oh, invite you to look at the riff. Go ahead. What does he quote here now? Go ahead. Let's see what he says. Go ahead. Aval. Elish Yumidivia. Rafa Fasizal. Invite you to Naran. You have it there. Elish Yumidivia. Rafa Fasizal.
Elish Yumidivia. Rafa Fasizal.
Biyom Sheni Klau. Go ahead. Kusav Kane. The Ram agrees with the Rith. The Kusav. Adam. Oh, go ahead. Olahu. Shaharei. Oh, so let's see what he says. Outside guy, what's the answer? Please get it down. What does the Rif say in the Rambam? That what? What do they hold? What does the Rif in the Rambam hold? That the only thing that's Usher is what? Is Yom Rishon. Is that correct? Meaning they don't buy this notion of what? Again, they don't buy this notion. What is the Ron's theory? The Ron's theory is that what? Yom Rishon is the whole day Rak Yom Shekulo Usher. The second day may be Usher a few minutes. But what do you say according to the Rif and the Rambam? The Rif and the Rambam say, no, it's only Usher the first day. They don't say it's Usher the few seconds afterwards. Usher Rak Yom Rishon. Usher Rak Biyom Rishon. It's not Usher a few seconds into the second day. So what do they say? What are they going to do? The Gemara Moed Katan says a little bit of the few minutes in the second day is a problem. What do you do according to the Rambam the Rif? What's the answer? So what does the Ramban say? You just read it, Yehuda. What does the Ramban say? You know, the Ramban wrote a famous sefer called the Torah's Adam. You familiar with it? The Ramban wrote a famous, famous sefer. Shulchan Aruch based a lot of halachas based on it. The Torah's Adam. What does the Ramban say in the Torah's Adam? He says an amazing answer. You do fulfill a few seconds into the second day. When does the halachic second day begin?
At night.
At night. Excellent. So therefore, do you wear tefillin at night?
No.
No. So the first day is Shiva. How do you get in the second day? Night. That's how they read it. It's beautiful. Halach l'maaseh. It comes out that hanach tefillin the second day is mutter.
But if there's no mitzvah tefillin at night, then is it the whole day, first full day is hotter and the second full day is chayav?
What'd you say? The first day is Usher, and he also gets in the second halachic day, because at night you don't wear it either. So by the second day in the morning, you're ready to put on the tefillin. Aye, but doesn't the Tana say in Moikah in the first 2 days? You got the first 2 days in. Now that's a tremendous chiddush. I want you to get this down. What is that showing? That you could say Mixiyom Kekulo even when? Even at night, which is a big chiddush. Many posts can say you cannot do that. Omrim Please get this down. Omrim Nixas Hayom Kikulo Afilu Balailo. It's a very, very big Kiddush. We don't say that by Shiva. Why don't you say the night of Shiva and then you're done? Seventh night, and then you're done. Why do you got to do it in the morning? We don't hold like that. We hold Mitzvah Kikulo's got to be done by Yom. But what we're saying here is what the Ramban is saying for the Ram and the Rabbit Rif, he's saying that you can say it. You can say Mitzvah Yom Kikulo even Malaywa. It's a big Kiddush, okay? We don't hold like it, Ladina. But that's how the Ramban saves the Ram and the Rif, okay? You got me, Donnie? That you can say Mitzvah Yom Kikulo even Malaywa. It's a tremendous Kiddush. Amazing. Finish up the Ryan Yehuda. Go ahead. What did you say? Mechuverli. This is still doesn't seem correct to me. This doesn't seem correct to me. Why not? Please get this kasha down. What's the kasha? Good to see you, Matthew. What's the kasha? What's the kasha there on this Ramban? What should it have said, guys? What the Tana should not have said the first 2 days are usher. What should it have said? Because Yom Sheni is already what? It's already mutter in the morning. So why express it, Akiva? Shnei Yomim Rishonim are usher. It's not true. You understand that, kasha? Why does the Tana in Moikon say Shnei Yomim Rishonim are usher? The day is not usher. By the second day in the morning, it's mutter ready. You fulfilled it at night, that's fine, but don't say yamin. Well, you want to say yamin at night? It's very difficult.
The first night.
The first night of Shiva, which is begins the second halachic day of Shiva, correct. So the Tan and Moikon should not have said shnei yamin rishonim. Because by the morning already, it's mutter. You're the kasha? That's the Ranch Kasha. Who do you got that? That's the Kasha. Okay? We're in the midst, Matthew, of Argomar said Yom Rishon was Usher and Tefillin. But we saw the Sugin Moikon presented two Tanoim that said either two days are Usher or 3 days. Not full days, but the first day is Usher and a few minutes after Nates, or the two full days are Usher and a few minutes after Nates and the third day. So how does that screw with Yom Rishon? So the first answer was what? What did the Ron say? Yom Rishon meant what? Adam, it's the only day that's fully usher, right? Second day is only usher a few minutes. What does the Rabban, the Rif, and the Ramban say?
Only the first day is usher.
The first day is usher, and the night fulfills Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. By the morning, already mutter. But the cash is, why did it say Shnei Yom Rishon? So get this answer down, Yehuda. The Beis Yosef asked this kasha, and he gives the following answer. Amazing. Ora Chaim Simon Lamed Chesed Nuchas Tefillin. The Beis Yosef answers like this. Listen to this. The Beis Yosef says, in Avo is usher to put on tefillin on the night because Lila is lazman tefillin, and it's also usher because of Avelis. So it comes out, you fulfill the din of Mixyom Kikulo through the din of Shnei Yamim Rishonim. So it's basically what I said. We're mechavet to it. Baruch Hashem. What does it mean, Avo Shnei Yamim Rishonim is usher? It means a halachic day. So the halachic day begins at night. So you do fulfill it. Number one, you can't put on tefillin at night. Number two, you can't put vis-a-vis tefillin. Number two, you cannot what? You cannot do it as an oval. So Akiva, I do fulfill, when the Tanan Moikon Shnei Yamim Rishonim, it meant the first day, and I fulfill the second day through the night of the what? After the first day. It's kind of exactly what we said. We're Mechav and Yosef's answer. When the Tanan used the expression Adam Shnei Yamim Rishonim, it meant Shnei Yom Rishonim meant that I fulfill the second day through the night that ushers in the second day. Why is that difficult to you?
Because the night you're usher anyway, so it's not a chiddush to say that the...
True, but the Beis Yosef says you're usher because of Avelis as well. He points out, Milvad that you're usher because of Lila's until you're also usher out of Avelis. It's a great, great kasha, but that doesn't bother him. The bottom line is there are two halachas why it's usher to put on at night. Okay? What did you say?
How's it answer his question?
Because when the Tana said Shnei Yamim Rishonim Akiva, it meant what? It meant you fulfill the second day through not putting it on at night.
You don't need two reasons for something to be usher, though.
Doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, is it also to put on the tefillin?
Yes.
Yes. Did I fulfill it because Lila's loves my tefillin? Yes, but also because of Avelis too. And the truth is, I want to strengthen this. Okay, I want to strengthen this. I gotta look into this more, but I want to strengthen this. Over the intercession, you know, the different shiur for the Benes Semestrum. So the shiur that I gave was shiurs that came up in the Shoah from the great Gaon Rav Oshri Zatzal. He wrote a whole sefer. One of the shilas was Chuvas Ma'amakim, excellent. Chuvas Ma'ak Four Chalakim Sefer. One of the shilas was that they all lined up. There was only one pair of tefillin, and they could only do it at night, like at 4 in the morning. Okay, you know how it is. You know we kvetch. I'm kvetching. I got up at 4 in the morning to fly back from Charleston, right, to get here. Baruch Hashem to give shir and everything. I'm kvetching about that. I'm tired. I chutzpah that I should kvetch about that. Thinking to myself. They used to get up 4 in the morning, so they used to line up and put on tefillin for 5 seconds and say Shema Yisrael, and then say the Hafta, maybe say all 3 paragraphs. So he's pilpling there. But Lila's Lazman tefillin. Oh. So he says Beferish like this. He says, first of all, that's a big machlekes in the Rishonim. Most Rishonim say, Halacha L'maisa, that Lila is Zman tefillin. I want you to get that down. What's the reason why we don't put tefillin on? Because you might flatulate. You know, flatulence is you might let gas out. You're never supposed to let gas out when you were tefillin. You're supposed to teach a bar mitzvah boy that. That's why you try to go to the restroom before davening in the morning. If you feel like you got a flatulence, you got to take the tefillin off. Or at least go like this. No, because the question was, you fall asleep and you flatulate while you're sleeping. So Rav Oshri said like this, since Rav Rishonim say that Lila is man tefillin, and the whole reason is Xer, you might flatulate, but that's because you fall asleep. Everyone's getting up now. So there'll be a more control of their bodies. So they won't flatulate. If they feel they have to flatulate, they won't put the tefillin on at that moment. You follow me? So that was his psak b'dievet. He allowed the yidim to line up the word tefillin at night, 3-4 in the morning. Because he felt Rav Rishonim held lavzman, that Lila is man tefillin. It's only the rabbanu why we don't put it on. Shem yafiyah. Let me get the phrase so you'll know it. Shem yafiyah. Maybe you'll flatulate. Shem yafiyah. Okay? That's a lashon. You say a lashon. You speak like a anaki. You speak like a mensch. Lomaisa. You know, we don't speak in a someone will let out gas, right? Say it in a good manner, right? So what does it mean? Shem yafiyach. So he says, Rav Rishonim is Lila's man tefillin. It's a problem. Shem yafiyach. But you could say that Xer was only when the guy goes to bed. Now they're getting up. So if they know what's going on. When you're sleeping, you might not know you're flatulating. You get up in the morning, they put on the tefillin. So therefore, this is what I want to point out as well. Allah Almighty. It comes out that the Beis Yosef is saying that at Lila, he's going like the what? It happens to be that the Rambam is a singular opinion or a minority opinion that Lila is Lav's man tefillin he. Okay, I want you to know that. Rav Rishonim Taka say Lila is man tefillin, but there's exerid the Rabbanu Shem Yafiyah. You follow me? So it comes out that the Beis Yosef answers the Kashmir Mechavin the Beis Yosef. Is jumping up in the plane in the Charleston flight. The Beis Yosef from Mechavin to the Beis Yosef's answer. When it says Shnei Yom Rishon Russell on the tefillin, meant the first whole day and the second day you fulfill at night. And that's also saying Allah Lo Ma'isa that what? You're fulfilling Mixed Yom Kikulo at night, which we don't paskin like. That's a collector's item. We normally don't accept Mixed Yom Kikulo be said at night. Why does a guy have to sit Shiv in the seventh day in the morning? Do something at night, you're done. We don't hold Mixed Yom Kikulo B'Lila, but the Rishon, there are Rishon that say we do. Yes, Matthew.
Does the Shulchan Aruch possibly that tefillin is okay to be like it's not that tefillin's not?
He goes to Shem Yafiach. So he seems to say Lila's man tefillin.
Lila's man tefillin.
Yeah, but he's trying to hear it for the Rambam here.
Then it makes sense that the Beis Yosef is Lishitas because Beis Yosef.
Well, no, but here's answering the Rambam. Here he's using Lila Lav's man tefillin because he's trying to answer the riff in the Rambam. They hold Lila's Lazman tefillin. I'm just pointing out to you.
You know, when he paskins like that, it makes sense that his answer to the Beis Yosef says that you fulfill the second day of tefillin by the night because he holds that you could.
No, but he's saying in the Rambam. The Rambam is Lila. There's two reasons why you're not wearing it at night. One out's tefillin, like you said, and number two out's shiva. So therefore, it comes out that you're fulfilling that din of Shnei Yamim tefillin or Asr by fulfilling it at night. He's speaking within the Rambam, the Rith, to fret for that kasha. Okay? So at the end of the day, now we answer what? We had this whole mahalach. This is how you do something thoroughly, guys. You see the Gemara here, the Gemara Moed Katan, and we do it halacha lomaisa. Now, I wanted to wait till today to say over the Shita. Please get it down. Do you recall that we had a Shita? Do you recall that we said that, remember the Rosh said, Sheva Al Tasi, don't put on tefillin? Avelis is the Rabbana lock, stock, and barrel. You remember that?
Yeah.
The Ramban, the Rosh, Ashkenazim, all dinim of Shiva are the Rabbanan. Yes? So how do you put on, how do you tell us not to put on tefillin? Yesh koch biyad chum lakor dover bina toira? What? B'shev al tase. What is shev al tase, Jacob? Passively. We're passively. Chumim can tell you not to what? Not to do a mitzvah. So they can tell you not to do tefillin. Yes? They can tell you not to do tefillin. So but all availance is the Rabbanan. There is a phenomenal shita. You look it up. Bulinera, I'll give it to you in the Mara Makovas for tomorrow because it'll just be because we got to go vayter tomorrow. But the Piskachuva and the Simon of Tefillin, I think it's Shin Pei Hei, isn't it? What Simon is it? Shin Pei Hei and Hilchos Avelis. I believe it's Shin Pei Hei. Yeah, listen to this. Yeah, Shin Pei Ches. Shin Pei Ches. Listen to this. There's an opinion of the Maritatz. It's one of the Gedolei Achronim. Maritatz. The Maritatz writes, Mahari Tatz. You know what he says? What do we say in the Sheet of the Ram of the Riff is if on the day that a person dies, he's buried? That day of Shiva we said was what? According to the Ram of the Riff is what? Is Diraisa. We don't accept that. But according to the Ram of the Riff, the day of what? Yom Misa, you bury him that day. Yom Misa, Yom Kfura. According to the Ram of the Riff, that is what? That is Diraisa. Riff. Raman, that first day of Shiva is the Eraisa. Yom Rishon is the Eraisa. So I want you guys to get this down. He claims an amazing Kiddush. That's what the Gemara means you don't put on tefillin. He claims you don't put on tefillin on the first day when Yom Misa Yom Kippur were the same day, and the Avelis is what? Is the Eraisa. But on a classical case, a lot of times a person dies and they don't do the Kippur till the when? Till the next day, he says you put on tefillin the first day. Achein, please get this down. Achein, Yom Misa, the Az, Machar, Yom Kfura, Menichin tefillin. Whoa! There's a minority of opinion. It's a famous Maritatz. Mr. Chuba quotes this. The Minhag Olam is not to hold like this Maritatz, but there are some poskim. Some people in Eretz Yisrael also do our makpid like this Maritatz. But it's not the minigolim. But I want you to know this Maritatz. Maritatz says, when the Gemara says, Hanimili Yom Rishon, that Avos also betfilin bini, get this down, is when Yom Misa Yom Kippur were the same day, and the Avelis is the rights of the first day. Then that can stop you with the tefillin. But in a Hanami, if the Misa and Kippur are not the same day, and when does the Avelis begin? After the Kfura? On that first day you'll put on tefillin. I had a Gemara. Gemara's talking about a kiss, and Yom Misa Yom Kippur were the same day. It's a collective side of this Maritatz. We don't paskin like it, but I want you to know it. Some have a mock. Someone, it happens a lot of times. Someone might, you might just learn something. Someone asks you, whoa, man, you Talmud Chacham. You just learned it yesterday. So I once did that to someone. I said, I just learned it. You know, Maritatz. He said, whoa, you're so impressed. How'd you know the Maritatz? Big Talmud Chacham says to me. I said, because I learned it yesterday. If I didn't say that, it would have been a Gnevis Tatz, right? But this is the Maritatz. You follow him? Piskachuva on the bottom of the page quotes this Maritatz. Okay, good. We got this clore? That's the whole first Mahalach today. Okay? I want you guys to get a clore. Now we begin the second Mahalach. Let's go. Yehudit. Vayter in the Gemara. Let's go, guys. We'll go through it thoroughly. Next piece of Gemara. Okay? Let's go. We don't have much time. Go ahead. Next piece of Gemara. Okay, and then tomorrow you're able to go vayter. Go ahead. No, where are you? No, back to our Gemara. Chafayim and Beis. Let's go. Next member of Rababa Rizada Amarav. Let's go, guys. Okay? Go ahead. Vamarod. We learn Stark Sundays. Every day we got to learn Stark, especially Sundays, okay? Go ahead. What does the Bach say there? What do you got there? I have Amarava, no? Is that what you got? No, I didn't get up to you. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Vamarava Barzavda. Read again.
Vamarava Barzavda Amarav.
Yes. No. We're back. We skipped the whole shtickle. Right after Vakrisa Kiyomar. Vamarava Barzavda Amarav.
Vamarava Barzavda Amarav. Aval Chaya Besukkah.
What's Aval mean there? An Aval is Chaya Besukkah. You read this Gemara, it's a Pella based on the previous din. Novel Schaiv, all Mitzvah in Torah. You need him to tell me Novel Schaiv in Sukkah? Everyone should be bothered by that. That's what the Gemara jumps on. Go ahead. Yeah, this is where the box says Va'amar Rav instead of Amar. You replace it. Ho Va'amar Rav.
Ho Va'amar Rav. Amar Rav. Mitzar Pater Minasuka.
Oh! We'll learn that, God willing, more in the next stop. But there's a famous thing called Mitzar's Pater Minasuka. If you're Mitzar, you're Pater Minasuka. So I would think, go ahead. Hi, Nami. When the guy just lost his loved one, he's also mitzvah. What's the din?
Kamashman,
read it. Hani mili. That's if it's sarad mimela. If it's cold or it's too hot in the sukkah, there's a lot of flies or mosquitoes, and therefore what? Therefore, it's mitzvah from the sukkah itself. Then I understand. What does the word mimela mean? We don't just skim. What is consequently, excellent, Yonatan. Consequently, from the sukkah. Ava what? But here it's because the guy's upset emotionally. Go ahead. So therefore, Iboyale? You got to get it together. I know you feel bad. We'll help you. We'll comfort you. But you got to get it together. At the end of the day, it always chayv in the sukkah. We possibly like this in Shulchan Aruch. We pass on this in Shulchan Aruch and Avos Chayim and Sukkah. But the Havamina was, very strong Havamina, that I would think that what? That you would be what? You would be pucked because he cannot what? He cannot get it together. Read the Rashi, those two Rashis. Go ahead, Yudah, real quick. Let's go. Tzara b'meila. Tzara b'meila. Come on, the fifth line where it's small on the bottom. Tzara b'meila. Actually, read from Shita. Shita, Mike, go ahead. Yeah, what's the difference of sukkah than other mitzvahs? Go ahead. Dashminin, Rav Leel. Don't skip. What's Dashminin? The Rav taught us earlier. Yeah, what kind of havamin would you entertain? Sukkah is different. Go ahead. Tzara. The sukkah bothers him. Kigon. Too hot. Or it's too cold, or tzircha, or it smells, but what? The stuff you're using in schach has mosquitoes in it, or bugs, you're making a lot of, you know, it makes a smell. Go ahead. Chova love. Excellent, he's got to calm himself down. Okay, what's that, Matthew? Let's build this up now, guys. Let's get this down. And all those chayv and all mitzvahs in the Torah. And all was chayv and sukkah, but I would have a havamin and maybe you wouldn't be. So the bottom line is here, it's very interesting, is that halacha l'maisa, it comes out, and this is what I wanted you to see, the rush in Siman Zion. Did anyone get a chance to see the rush in Siman Zion? Okay. Let's say it over, okay? If you get a chance, you'll look at it tomorrow, Blinetter, okay? Maybe I'll give it to you. But the rush is like this. The havamin is that when an oval is mitzvah, when he sits in the sukkah, he's much more mitzvah than sitting in home when he's in shiva. Because he wants to be alone. You feel very sad. You want to be isolated when you're outside in the sukkah with a lot of people. And that bothers him. And that's going to upset him in his sar. Whereas at home, you can isolate yourself. So that's how the rush is masbah, the beautiful havamina. So the havamina is that, you know what? This is considered to be a tzuris that doesn't come from the sukkah. And therefore, if it's considered to be what? The havamin is an avos mitzvah when he sits in the sukkah. And if the tzuris comes from the sukkah, then it's putter. What's an example of tzuris from the sukkah? It's too hot, it's too cold, it's smelly. This is also tzuris from the sukkah. Because you're an avos by sitting in the sukkah, you got to be with people. You don't feel like you want to be with people. Whereas sitting at home, you could isolate yourself. You could put a sign on the door, no visitors from 1 to 5. You can't do that in the sukkah. So therefore, the havamin is that I would think he would be punter from sukkah. It's mitzvah. What's the kamash milan? No. The kamash milan is, and the taz, the kamash milan is, no. You got to get it together, and you have to mitzvah, and since the sadness is coming from your own emotions, don't give me the business that it's worse in the sukkah than in the house. The bottom line is you got to calm your emotions because where it's stemming from is not from the chefs of the sukkah. Okay? And the truth of the matter is the Taz is very bothered by this. The Taz I gave you, where's the Taz? In Siman what? The Taz is in Siman Tof Resh Mem Sifkon Ches. He says he can't believe this Havamina. He says, he says, why can't you sit in the sukkah and be alone? That's what he asks. Okay, my response to that is not really true. Your sukkah is open, people walk in and out. But the Taz is bothering. He doesn't see why the sukkah, you can't be alone. Okay, please get it down. Okay, we can answer and say it's not so posh. You know, it's outside, people come in and out. You know, it's hard to put a sign on the door. It's not the same thing of being in your private home. But the Taz is bothered by it. He says, "Heichin matzinu shechoshev mitzdar b'zayish shenimsu b'sukkah niyachol dispoted litzdar." That's called mitzdar, that you can't what? That you can't be alone in the sukkah. Shenimsu b'sukkah. The fact that you can't be alone mitzdar. That's called mitzdar. Okay. Taz is bothered by this kasha, but nonetheless, I want you to get the rush with this Taz. Okay. However, the Magen Avraham, which I gave you, points out something very, very beautifully. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tov, we'll get to your math. In Siman Tov Resh Mem, Sifkat Yud, the Magen Avraham says like this. The Magen Avraham says an amazing thing. And it's also the Bir HaGra. You know, the Bir HaGra is on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham and the Gra say like this. You know what the Rosh is coming to do? He's coming to answer a different kasha. One of the late Rishonim is called the Ma'arik. The Ma'arik in Shorish, Kuf Ayin Ches, had the following kasha on the Yerayim. The Yerayim's definition of mitzdar is when it's putter from the sukkah, is when if you go into the sukkah, you're in tsar, and if you go into home, you're okay. That's the Yerayim. The Yerayim's another Rishon. The definition of mitzdar is if you sit in sukkah, you're in tsar, you sit in home, you're fine. So you know what? That's not Teshu Kein Deduru. Because if you sit in the sukkah, Lamaisa, you're going to be in pain. If you sit in home, you wouldn't be in pain. Fine. So the Ma'arik asks, he says, why does the Gemara have to say that the Ovel's got to get himself together and calm himself down? Calm himself down. There's no tsar basukkah more than in the house. There's no more tsar. He doesn't understand what's going on here. The Ma'arik asks the Kash, he says, why does the Gemara have to say the Ovel's got to calm himself down? What is the definition of mitzvah? This is the first time, if I'm not mistaken, the Masech, the Gemara brings up Mitzar Yonatan. What is our definition of Mitzar according to the Urayim? That you're Tsar in the what? In the Sukkah. You're not Tsar in the house. Yes? Why is this an Ovel, Lamaisa, more Tsar in the Sukkah than in the house? He can't understand it. The Ma'arik asks, on the Urayim, what's the Urayim talking about? The definition of Mitzar according to the Urayim is what? Again, what's the definition of mitzvah according to the Rambam, Donnie? You sit in the house, you're not in pain. You sit in the sukkah, you're in pain. Yes? Who says that? Your Rambam's definition. Asks the Ma'arik, so why does the Gemara need to say it's to calm himself down? This is not mitzvah at all. It's not mitzvah. It says, ovel schaim in sukkah. Why? Because that ever have a means mitzvah. That's mitzvah? You're in the same emotional pain as you're in the sukkah as the house. What's the answer? Not true. According to the Rosh, you have to be with people in the sukkah. And that makes you hurt more emotionally. Whereas in the house, you can isolate yourself. And then the tsar won't be as bad. So you can answer the kasha of the Ma'arik on the Urayim with the rush. That's what I want you to get. Again, you can answer the kasha of the Ma'arik on the Urayim through the pshat of the rush. The beautiful pshat. Okay? You got it? I'm going to say it one more time, Donnie. Again, the definition of mitzvah according to the Urayim is what? That in the house, you're not Bitzar, in the sukkah, you're Bitzar. So asks the Ma'arik on the Urayim, if that's the case, why did the Gemara have to say that, oh, has to calm himself down? It's not Mitzar at all. It's not Mitzar. You're the same Mitzar in the house or in the sukkah. It's no worse Mitzar. Answers, according to Rashi, it is a worse Mitzar. Because when you're in the sukkah, you have to be with people. Whereas in the house, you can isolate yourself. And therefore, the Gemara says, and although despite that, it's still chayv, he's got to calm himself down, and that's it.
It's a different star, though. How could you compare this?
That's goof of the Gemara's answer, Yonatan, but that's what we're saying. In other words, he was so bothered by it, that's what the Urayim was bothered by, that's what the Ma'arik was bothered by the Urayim. The definition is you're in Tsar in the house, and you're not in Tsar in the house, you're Tsar in the Sukkah. But you're Avelis, if you're in Avelis, you're in Tsar everywhere. Not true. Says the Rosh. The Yitzhar is worse of an Ovel if you have to be with people. And the Sukkah, you have to be with people. At home, you don't have to be with people. So that's why the Gemara brought in Mitztair. And that's how you can answer the Kasha, the Ma'arik, and the Urayim. With who? with the shita, what the hesber of what of the rush. Now there's some other terutzim. We're going to get to Matthew and Benny. There's some other terutzim. The Taz in that same simon, the Taz in that same simon in Sifkotten was tough reish mem Sifkotten ches. You know what the Taz says? He says there are two types of mitzayir. I want you to get this down. One type of mitzayir is if he's physically sick, and the Gemara says you're potter. But if you're physically sick, you're potter. But if it's the mitzayir comes from the sukkah itself, I would think there's no mitzayir. Kamash mulan lemaisa avam in a sukkah. Sakadach the Gemara liftor avam in sukkah midim mitzayir zeh. Kamash mulan your chayvi boiler.